This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I started playing like when I was 5 years old in Venezuela. It's a small little town. It's called Wiria. It's like down by the... It's close to Trinidad and Tobago. It's really close. It's like, I want to say 2 hours boat. And I remember my dad used to bring me in a bike to the stadium. He bought me my first bat. It was a wood bat. It's called Tamanaco with that like small glove. Every afternoon after he got done the work, we go to a stadium. I started like practice, and then when I was like 7, I still have the wood bat. And one day he threw me one of those like hard balls, like professional, and I broke my bat. So I was the most excited thing ever, because when I get back, I told my grandpa what I did, and he was laughing and joking with me about it.
So it seems like the game is deep within your family as well. Mm-hmm. Did your dad, did your grandparents play growing up?
No, my dad played, but it wasn't professional. My uncle played in the big leagues with the Yankees. I literally like know baseball because my dad.
Yeah,
my dad is a baseball fan whole life.
Was there a certain player that he showed you when you were a young kid, to emulate or anything like that?
No. I was playing basketball and baseball too, and I really was into basketball more than baseball, and he was like, you're not going to be tall enough to play basketball, so please be back and play baseball. And I was like, okay, fine.
Besides Edgar just being the greatest traveling secretary of all time, is there any other people in your life that have impacted you in the major leagues?
I mean, all the staff here, I think. They are great. Yeah, they are great. They treat you like, doesn't matter if you are one day in the big leagues, so yeah. 10 years, they're really good. They talk to you a lot about the process, about the seasons going and everything.
Basketball isn't necessarily known in as like Venezuela in terms of a hotbed, but how did you get introduced to the game?
Because all my uncles play basketball, my cousins play basketball, and I was like, okay, fine. And it was really close to my grandma's house, so I spent like a ton of time doing that. But my dad was like, no, don't play that sport because you're not going to be tall enough. And I really want to play. But at the same time, I see like a couple guys from my city get signed and get back here, no, to Dominican. And I was like, okay, fine. I will start playing baseball more than basketball. And I lean more to baseball than basketball.
Did you have a favorite basketball player growing up?
Oh, yeah. LeBron. Yeah. And Ray Allen, and I love a short guy, Allen Iverson.
Yeah,
he's insane.
At what point did you realize when you were young that this was an opportunity to play professionally? Like, did you at any point did you realize that you were separating yourself from some of the other kids?
There was when I was like 9, I want to say, when 9 and 10. because I represent my state, the capital and all that, and I really, everybody tell me like, you have opportunity to play baseball in the big leagues, but I didn't realize that because I was a little kid. But like, for me, it was more motivated when one of my like neighbors' son signed with the Philadelphia, and I was so excited because he signed and he gonna play. He was playing in the Dominican, so I literally started like thinking more towards baseball, try to make myself get better and try to sign like him.
Yeah. Jose, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.